says he is not sincere. Anyone who manufactures his own topic of religion, that is acceptable. Dharma to Hatha Bhagavatam. Just like lawyer, representative of the law,
means who carries the order of the supreme executive, his lawyer. Similarly, a spiritual master means who carries the order of superior authority. Then we are carrying the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna. Krishna taught this Bhagavad Gita and he has said that anyone who will preach this confidential message of Bhagavad Gita is very dear.
He
leaves
some message in our mind regarding that. Had a childhood, adolescence, young age, old age, any other human being. And believers in Saiva or Anatana Dharma, we believe in corporeal God. Dharma is Nirjanma, Nirakar. So, if Krishna was, we can start Krishna as Rama or any other deity or devata. One who was definitely a superior Atman, no doubt about it. But Paramatman, as all other religions call, is something incorporeal. He doesn't enter into the cycle of
who life. Who says incorporeal?
Life and death.
Who says?
And whose memory is still carried?
Who says incorporeal?
That is what I said. Whose memory is still carried in the form of Shivalinga. Shivalinga. There are 12 jyotirlings that we find in all over India. They are the memory of that. Their incorporeal form, jyotirlinga, incorporated. Jyotirlinga, Hindu Swarup.
That's all right. You are bringing something else besides Bhagavad Gita.
No, besides me.
Just try to understand. We are preaching this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We are preaching.
But we have to understand the relation between the two.
That's all, that we understand very nicely. It is not that I have to learn from you.
No.
We know it very well.
I have come with my doubt.
But you should know that we are preaching Bhagavad Gita.
That is true.
So these Jyotirlinga, all these theories, they are not in the Bhagavad Gita. It may be in other literature. But we are particularly interested in preaching Bhagavad Gita. Because Bhagavad Gita is wrongly preached all over the world. By nonsense connotation, we want to rectify it. Therefore, our society is specially named.
What is wrong?
Krishna concept.
What is wrong with
Gita? Wrong, just like yesterday, I went to that Gita Samiti. There is a lamb. Why there is a lamb? Instead of Krishna? Why there is a lamb? Krishna is a lamb? And it is Bhagavad. You do not know, therefore I say, this is wrongly preached. Why in the place of Krishna there is a lamb? That Krishna says.
Lamb has been discussed. So,
Krishna is
in every
mandir. That's all right. Chandimara Krishna is also there.
They must have done the
same
idea because
after. But the thing is that when you speak of Bhagavad Gita, it is spoken by Krishna. So, why there is no Krishna photograph?
They didn't put the Krishna.
Yes. That means you have not understood Krishna. Therefore, this so-called Gita society is not bona fide. At least even in ordinary features, suppose if there is political meeting, you keep Gandhi's photo, Jawaharlal Nehru's photo, because they are the political leaders. You are preaching Bhagavad Gita. Gita Samiti, and there is not a single picture of Krishna.
There is a misunderstanding that Gita Jayanti is called as
the main. No, first of all, answer me this question. Yes. Then you go to Gita Jayanti. Yes. That your Samiti is Gita Samiti and there is not a single picture of Krishna. Yes.
There it is. But
yes. Yes. Yes.
We don't know about that.
You are not there? I think you are present.
No photograph.
This is with guide.
I never gone there. Never
been there. This is with guide.
They are simply named the Bhavan and Gita Bhavan.
Now Gita Bhavan and they invited me because we are teaching Bhagavad Gita and that was Gita Jayanti. And the speaker of Gita is, therefore I say that there are so many places, here also, they are wrongly representing Bhagavad Gita. So our position is to rectify that wrong propaganda of Bhagavad Gita.
So that is what is the wrong propaganda?
That is one of the instances. There are many instances, just like Dr. Radhakrishna. In the ninth chapter, there is verse, Manmana Bhavamad Bhakta Madhyaji Mag Namaskuru. Radha Krishna says, it is not to the person Krishna. Where he gets this nonsense idea?
So that is
Vivekananda also said. They are all nonsense. Therefore I say they are all nonsense, who deviate from the original text of the Bhagavad Gita.
By declaring
You cannot interpret. First of all, my proposition is you cannot interpret.
That you are not interpreting correctly does not make me correct. I must be correct also to...
I am correct so long I have been present the correct thing. So long I am. If I present Krishna as it is, then I am correct.
My submission, Swamiji, most respectfully, is how to judge that I am correct?
Because I am presenting what Krishna says.
Krishna,
first of all, you answer this. What is correct? The standard of correctness. You cannot create correctness. When Krishna says this, Manmana Bhavam of Bhakta, you just surrender unto me because my Bhakta. How you can say it is not to Krishna? This is not nonsense.
No, but besides,
if I say, give me a glass of water, hear me. If I say, give me a glass of water, if you say, it is not to Swami, is that interpretation? First of all, you answer me. If I say, give me a glass of water, and you say, it is not to Swami. Let them surrender to Christ, but why don't you surrender to Krishna?
That is true, but
you do not know how.
No, we want, see, our, even your current, even your way of thinking and your purpose is that Lord Krishna should be the Lord of the whole universe. So we have to also satisfy.
Yes, Lord Krishna is Lord universe.
So that is what you want to prove.
Yes.
In that case, you will have to satisfy everybody.
I am satisfying everybody. I am preaching that. But it is not possible. I am preaching in Europe. Christian, Mohammedan, Jews, they are surrendering to Krishna.
That's right, but
so I am doing my duty.
See, the one thing that I would very humbly submit that
you may not. You are not to surrender, you may bring some argument. But where I am preaching, they are surrendering.
You are doing a very wonderful work, there is no doubt about it. But the thing is, the judge and jury.
But you do not like that or not.
The judge and jury of what we are doing will be somebody else and not the outcome.
My point is that our society is clearly giving you the indication that we are preaching Krishna consciousness.
Every society has taken.
So that's all right. If you like this Krishna philosophy, you are welcome. Otherwise you leave.
Swami,
first of all, you must know what is the truth. If your standard of truth is different and my standard of truth is different, then what is the use of talking nonsense?
No, it's a mere...
If you have any other truth than Krishna, you will be satisfied.
Seeking knowledge
is sufficient. If you take, first of all, you know my position.
Suppose... I understand your position and I have taken in the beginning said, most respectfully, I beg to submit. And what my submission is, that as a seeker of knowledge, I come to you. Now, same...
Do you know what is the process of seeking knowledge? Do you know that?
No.
First of all, answer me. You are seeking knowledge. No, you are clear. First of all, let me know what is the process of seeking knowledge. You cannot make your own process.
No, the concepts have changed, the thinking has changed from the time you are talking
about. No. First of all, you know that I am speaking from Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita says, tad vidhi pranipatena. Is it not? Tad vidhi pranipatena. You have to surrender first of all.
Surrender to whom?
Anyone who has found you are seeking knowledge.
You lose your identity.
Yes. First of all, you have to find out a person where you can surrender. Then you can ask and you can seek knowledge. Otherwise, there is no. Simply waste your time. Why should you waste your time? Why shall I waste my time? Are you surrendered to me? If you are not surrendered to me, you have no right to ask me anything.
Before one surrenders to somebody,
yes.
Satisfied,
firstly. Therefore, yes. So that
surrender will be a hollow surrender.
That will not be a now that satisfaction, I cannot satisfy for your whim.
It is not a whim, it is a mere common sense.
Now one thing is that I am preaching Krishna consciousness.
That is true.
Yes. If you talk on Krishna consciousness, then you can ask.
Even in the talking of Krishna consciousness. Yeah. The yesterday you said in our last gathering, I remember,
yeah,
that we have to rise above body consciousness.
Yes.
Okay? And we have to be soul
and that is in the Gita.
Soul consciousness.
Yeah.
Now the idea of rising above body consciousness is to shed off the vices.
Mm-hmm.
Kaam, krodha, lobha, moha, ahankara, ahankara. Ahankara, nothing in the heart. Now that one thing which is there in all scriptures, the Gita also says that kaam, krodha, lobha, moha, ahankara must be shed. Now, if we move with that pride and arrogance, that we are the only correct people in India, that is the only correct path, and that we have to surrender from the beginning, now that only elevates the pride in a person, and that
is the path. What can I do? Krishna says, if you talk two, I cannot answer. You talk with me once.
No, we have talked with reason.
No, don't talk to you. I cannot answer with all these reasons. You, either you talk or then
I'm
let him
talk.
Then you talk. Yes. Let him talk.
So we have shared all these vices that are connected with our body. That is our purpose of getting into either bhakti or jnana, whatever it may be.
Yes.
But in that case, if you talk from that angle of ahankara and pride, then things wouldn't go far. How can we go far?
So, shall I answer now? Now we stop answering. Now Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam gacchami aham taham sarva papebhyo mokkhayiṣyami. So even though you have got so many sinful lives, Krishna assures that if you surrender unto me, I shall give you protection from the reaction. Surrender to Krishna. We are saying, not surrender unto me. We are saying surrender to Krishna. Therefore the same word. I am not saying that I have become Krishna, I have become God. You surrender to me. We are preaching surrender to Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. So we are not speaking differently from Krishna. You try to understand. We are saying, suppose if I say, give me a glass of water, and if you say, oh, give, have it immediately, the same thing.
Sir, Krishna is also telling you.
Now first of all, you try to understand this, that Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya, mam ekam, only, I'm
the only one.
Yes. Again you are speaking, I'm talking with him. Again you are speaking. No, I cannot answer in that way. Let him talk.
No, you
stop me. Let him talk. Otherwise it is not possible. You put some question, he put some question, it's not possible. Now Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam. Now what do you say? He is very proud. He doesn't say he follows me. Now it is your discretion to follow him or not to follow. Krishna said this to Arjuna, that does not mean everyone of the world like Arjuna surrenders. That is not possible. Anyone, if he says, even Krishna, God says, it is not that everyone follows that. That independence of God. But our philosophy is that Krishna says, you surrender unto me. And we are imploring, we are begging persons that you please surrender to Krishna. Now it is your discretion. Whether you surrender to Krishna or Lord Shiva, that is your discretion. But our preaching method is you are trying to preach in the world, please surrender to Krishna. That is our.
Sir, can I speak now?
Yes.
I believe in Buddha. I believe in this thing that it is the Lord who said, Sarva dharmana paritasya mamekam sharanam dal aham tvam sarva pape dyo mokshishyami mahasate. And it is he who said also in 7th, 8th and 9th chapters of Gita that, hey Arjuna, mera janam divya or alaukik hai. I do not take birth like the ordinary being and I cannot be seen by the naked eye.
Then you find
Krishna was body incarnate.
That you mean to say that Krishna contradicts?
No, not Krishna contradicts.
Why do you bring this question?
The Gita is, sir, if I may be permitted to continue.
Yes.
Gita Jnan itself is given by Lord incorporeal, not Krishna.
So the medium.
Krishna, his soul, at the time the Jnan was given, had a body which became the medium derived.
Yes, that is your interpretation.
That is exactly what the word
whatever he says, he thinks like that, exactly. That is another thing. But we know that Krishna had no difference between his body and soul. He is absolute.
No, you
are talking from the point of view that Krishna's body and Krishna's soul is different.
Are two?
Yes.
In every body.
But that is not the fact. That is not the fact.
Sir, Krishna could not be the two heads.
No, you say could not, but we do not say like that. Now we will settle up this thing. You say, but I do not say.
No, quite right. If you say this is not the wood.
No. We have to speak on the Bhagavad Gita. You are talking on Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says that Mam Eka. He never says that to my soul.
No, he says I am one.
Therefore, he is one, both body and soul. One. That is one.
No,
you
are one, you mean?
Huh?
The material, the jada, and
yes.
The Satan are one.
Therefore, he is non-material. If you compare with him, ordinary man, then at once he becomes a mura. Apajananti mana mura. No, you say, this is the saying of Bhagavad Gita. Apajananti mana mura. Manasintanuvasita. Because I have taken this human form of life, the rascals, they think I am a human being. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita.
I see this as my reading and my understanding of this aspect is concerned. He says, when I adopt this medium through which I give this jnana, Moolamati do not understand me. And
yes.
Cannot recognize.
Now Muramati, how to understand?
Cannot recognize.
Suppose I am Muramati. So how I have to understand?
But sir, Krishna as a body form could be seen and could be recognized by people as such. So there was no question of not understanding.
The thing is that whatever I have understood about Krishna, I haven't got to learn from you.
No, you don't have to learn from me.
Yes.
But what you have
I am not speaking my own views. I have got my acharya, my teacher, Ramanujacharya, Shankaracharya, Madhyacharya.
It is all right.
I have got so many authorities. What authority you have got?
I am my sense and my own senses.
You are not authority.
I am not, but my own senses.
I am following so many authorities.
You may be, sir.
But there is no body.
I have only said
you are yourself authority.
That doesn't mean that they belittle the other people.
Now, as if you say my views is not, I'm not correct. I may be incorrect, but I am following the predecessor. I am taking
up. What is the difference like? I accept that 100% you are very correct in saying what you have just said.
Yes.
I want to understand that point of view. This is why I have come.
But this is the point of understanding that I have already told in the Bhagavad Gita. That if you want to understand, first of all you have to surrender.
Surrender to whom? Not to the Acharya, but to the
Supreme Acharya. First of all, find out whom to surrender, then talk.
Supreme Acharya.
That's all right. If you think that you are not fit for my surrender, that's all right. But first of all, you find out somebody where you can surrender, then talk.
To Gyandata himself?
Yes, that's all right. If you surrender and if you get Gyandata, that is all right. So far, we are concerned. If you do not surrender, then you simply waste your time hiding talk. This is not the problem.
If you have to treat people in this fashion, I think it is going to be difficult for us to seek any knowledge.
But you are not seeking knowledge. You have come to challenge.
No,
you have come to challenge.
No. I would like to comment.
Now, you are saying that Krishna says as incorporeal. But Krishna says that anyone who thinks that I am incorporeal, that he is a fool.
Quite right. Lord Krishna has said, if anybody calls him incorporeal, he is a fool.
Yes.
But because he has a body.
Yes.
He has taken birth from Devaki.
Yes.
And incorporeal does not.
Therefore, Krishna says that one has to understand that what is Krishna's birth? Janma karma me dibbam jo janati tattva. So that tattva is not jo. Anyone who knows Krishna actually, he becomes immediately liberated. Takta deham punar janma naiti mameti kaunte. Anyone simply who understands Krishna, he becomes immediately liberated. If you understood Krishna correctly, then you are liberated person. You have nothing to ask for.
It is what?
No, that's all. Then you are a liberated person. You have nothing to ask from me. I am for those who are conditioned. But you are liberated. So you have nothing to ask from me. Then you are liberated, you have nothing to go. If you are liberated, then you have nothing to seek. You have knowledge.
Final destination. Final destination.
He's already said that. Yes. If you are liberated, you have nothing to go anywhere. Because you know everything.
May I again submit with the honor that you have bestowed on me of having said that I am already liberated according to the version of Krishna.
If you understood Krishna, then you are liberated.
I still feel.
Then you haven't got to seek knowledge.
I still feel that there is scope for seeking knowledge.
You be satisfied with yourself. You are liberated.
That means those who are to follow you are not liberated.
I am not following. I don't say follow me. I say follow Krishna. Why don't mistake that? I say my mission is that Krishna says surrender unto me. I say you and everyone surrender unto Krishna.
That you make perhaps mission may not spread as you would wish to.
Well, that is my business. Where I am spreading or not, that is my business. But I am saying this, that Krishna says, you surrender unto Krishna, surrender unto me, and I say, surrender unto Krishna. Is there any difference?
And then the treatment, you see, according to our Gita and
Shastra. Is it not according to Gita? Is it not according to Gita? If I say, surrender unto Krishna.
Every person has an individual identity, a kind of soul. And we treat him above the body consciousness. And just we treat him as equal. There is going to be a little eyes that we are
going to. No, nobody, you cannot say, even though they are equal, you can see equal, but they are not equal. They are not equal. There are three gunas, and in the Bhagavad Gita that is analyzed, that these persons are in the Satoguna. These persons science is Rajagun. These persons
science. Atman, but Atman, everybody.
That's why, first of all, we are.
Potency to rise and go higher and higher.
You are not on the Atma stage, I am not in the Atma stage. You are in the body stage.
Whose body soul?
If you are in the Atma stage, then you have no argument with me. Pandita Samadarshana.
But argument is, you have each other. In Atma
no, there is no argument. That is stop. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma Nasa Sarinata.
Argument that come.
No, if you are, let's say, this is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, that Vidya Vinaya Sampanni Brahmani Gavyasthinita Sunitita Sapathita Pandita Samadarshana. If you are in the spiritual platform, then you will see a learned Brahmin, a dog, a chandal, a elephant there in the same state. So there is no argument. Because he sees a dog and a learned Brahmin in the same position.
So that is the correct position.
That is the correct position.
Now, per
but if you find that Swamiji is not on the stand, that means you are not in the position. Samadarshana.
Even if a person commits a murder, a sinner,
yes, that is very high state.
Both are on equal.
That is very high state, samadarshana.
No, no, if a person commits a murder, he is a sinful
person. So why is you are seeing commits murder? Why don't you see that it is Krishna is acting there? Why you say the commits murder?
Krishna is getting the sin committed.
Samadarshana means you have no distinction what is seen and what is...
Samadarshana means to treat everyone alike.
No, no, no. Samadarshana means there is no distinction between seen and virtue. That is samadhi.
There is no difference.
As soon as you see this is virtue and this is sin, it is not samadhi.
Virtue and sin become the same in samadhi.
Yes. That is samadhi.
In other words, sin does not remain sin any longer.
That is another thing. But he has no vision that this is sin and this is virtue. That is samadhi. As soon as you make distinction, you are not samadhi.
In other interpretation, in common parlance,
you may interpret it in different. Samadarshi is a plain word. Samadarshi means there is no difference. That's all.
Samadarshi, for samadarshi, the sin and virtue are the same.
No, here, yes, that is samadarshi. Because here it is said clearly, Vidya Vinaya Sampanna, Brahma. A Brahma, not a Brahma, and Vina, very humble. That is the sign of goodness. Vidya Vinaya Sampanna Brahmani Gavi Hasti means Sunit. Sunit means dog. Now he is saying a dog and a learned Brahmin saying. The dog is supposed to be sinful and the learned Brahman is supposed to be virtuous. Therefore his vision, the virtuous and the sinful is saying. That is all.
I think
that we
have made many mistakes. Writing
of
this book.
That's all. Now you are finding mistakes with bad. So who can talk with you?
No, but how could you...
Please excuse me. Please go out. Please go out. Don't trouble me. You are finding fault with bad.
We want you to be Samadarshi here.
I am not Samadarshi. I don't say Samadarshi. I don't say Samadarshi. Say you say Samadarshi. Samadarshi.
You should be Samadarshi. But
I am not in that state. I say because you don't surrender to Krishna, you are sinful. That is my dasa.
But then you should be also taken as Samadarshi.
So why shall I am not in that position.
That
I am not in that position. I am simply repeating the words of Krishna.
Then sorry sir, you came to learn the given
your... I am simply teaching the teachings of Krishna. That is my sir. Yes, I may be Samadarshi, I may be not
Samadarshi. May not be, but you teach that we should one should be Samadarshi.
Krishna says, I don't
say. You say,
yes.
Krishna says that one
but that does not mean one has become Samadarshi.
Then
that is that
then
is
the follower is not following the Guru.
No. My position is simply repeating. That's all. My position.
So we want understanding more than we are sacred caller.
Yes, you may be said. But that is my position. Because I have been authorized in that way. That anyone who preaches this confidential subject matter, he is my peer. So I have nothing to learn. What is Samadarshi? I have my position.
Sir, blind following and open-eyed following, I said, it is all right. We can read the book, otherwise. We can read the Sanskrit translation, Hindi translation of Sanskrit.
That's all. My
but that is not understanding.
Yes, that is not understanding. I understand. but I have understanding from my teacher. Just like I told you, Ramanujacharya, Madhyacharya, Vishnu Swami, Lord Chaitanya, there are so many scholars.
Practically,
the whole Hindu community.
Every successive teacher has adequately produced a certain knowledge, no? Do you believe that or not?
First of all, let him be successor.
You are the successor of somebody.
Yes.
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 So you have to add something to their knowledge.
Yes.
And what is your contribution? Then that is what we are asking you. What is Samadarshi? Have you become from Samadarshi? You are teaching other people.
And my Samadarshi is that why only the Hindus shall know Krishna? The world should know.
World should know. Don't know first.
Yes.
The Hindus even know somebody as to what exactly Krishna was and what is his teaching. That is what
if the Hindus refuse to know, what can I do? If I Hindus refuse to know, then what can I do?
Just try to approach the spiritual master, inquire from him submissively, and render him all kinds of service. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you, because he has seen the truth. And when you have thus learned the truth, you will know that all living beings are by parts and parcels, that they are in me and are mine. But if one is not prepared to approach the spiritual master, so inquiringly, not challenging, but with inquiry and followed by submission or service. You must be prepared to act on the instructions of the spiritual master. If those two qualifications are not with you, then why approach anyone for anything? You'll simply waste his time and your own time. This is Krishna speaking in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says you just try to approach the spiritual master. Inquire from him
spiritually.
Render him all kinds of service. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has been the
spirit. There is a difference of day and night between blind following and
that is not blind
following.
Submissive inquiry, and then you have to be prepared to test. Just like the professor. The professor in the college, he says, you inquire from him, my dear professor, how is it? He says, it is like this. You simply do this homework. And you do it, you have to do it. Otherwise you cannot get any marks. You cannot make any advancement in the class. If you simply say, oh, why?
No. But
that is submission. That is inquiry and submission. That the master is there and you say, all right, I accept you as my master and I will follow your instructions. And then in the end, when you have done the work, then you can say, oh, this master, yes, he's correct. Oh, no, he's a fool.
Every slogan in Bhagavad Gita is as good as any other slogan because it's absolute. Let me say a few words. Arjuna says to Krishna, what does he say?
You know what you want to submit or not? Teaching of Bhagavad Gita begins when Arjuna admits, oh yes, now I'm confused about my duty. And now the soul surrendered unto you. You please instruct me.
If you have not come here, well, if you are not prepared, if you are not prepared, follow the example of Arjuna and submit yourself. No.
Let me make my point. That Gita begins. The reason Gita has value is because Arjuna, he admits his ignorance. He says, now I'm confused about my duty, and I am a soul surrendered unto you. You please instruct me. That is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. And if we want to take, or if we want to get the benefit of Gita, then we must follow the example of Arjuna, who is the perfect disciple, and Krishna is the perfect master. And the first point is, you must become submissive.
we understand now what you mean. Submissiveness.
So that same thing is there if you want to learn from the spiritual master, that you come with an attitude of submission and prepared to follow the instruction. But if you think, well, if I like the instruction, I may follow. And if I don't like, I'll then let it go to hell. Then what is the use of inquiry?
No, we don't go so far.
That is not the idea.
That is for you only, one minute. Submissiveness is the only lesson that Gita wants.
Yes, that is the only lesson.
You
just give up all religion.
No, he cannot hear anymore.
Finish the sentence.
That is the only lesson.
That is the only lesson.
That is the only example.
Krishna says, give up all forms of religiousness and just surrender unto me.
You would have said in one sloka, you wouldn't have taken pains to...
Any sloka, any sloka.
It's a 700 sloka.
Neither you can give up this sloka. You cannot give up this sloka.
No, you cannot separate one from another.
So, first of all, you answer. See practical example. When Arjuna become confused, he says, Sishtasthi ham sarima angparpanna. Now I am surrendering to you. Please teach me. Unless you come to that point, there will be no teaching. And there is no use of teaching.
What time and what energy?
That you have to see. You have to see. You have to see your time. When you are prepared to surrender. When you are prepared to surrender, as Krishna Arjuna said, that I am now confused and I surrender unto you. If you think that you are not confused, you cannot surrender, then there is no question of teaching.
Surrender is the first condition. You must surrender as the first condition.
Yes.
If no man